Thank you. Very good morning, everyone, and thank you for the questions made by Natasha Stott Despoja. Given what we're discussing, I think it's extremely important to look at our public policies, measures, and actions that promote and enhance participation of women in public life, as well as civic life. 3/2016, the parity law states that all political forces standing for local acts and national ones, as well as for standing for parliament and the European Parliament, are made up or have to observe the parity law, made up of 40%, in other words, a parity there, 40% of persons of the same sex. In other words, you could have 40% women or 40% men. I think the law is crystal clear on this. When lists fail to comply with the parity law, these lists, I mean, they have a bit of time to rectify things. If they don't rectify things, they are not allowed to stand for these bodies. The actual makeup of the bodies themselves, in this case the parliament, of course, that stems from what is the democratic expression of citizens' vote. In Portugal, we have the proportional form of representation, the D'Hondt method, as the State Secretary just said, and altering the electoral process would involve a qualified majority to do that in the Portuguese parliament. When we're co-opting people from the Portuguese parliament into the government, in other words, more women at decision-making and government levels, the more women we have. Since in the list we have this rule of alternance, you can't have more than two people, be it two men or two women, in a row. Only you have to follow this alternance rule. This, and let me say, more women in the government, that if we're not careful, might bring about a bit of an imbalance in the parliament. It all has to do with the makeup of the parliament and the actual outcome of people's vote. Thank you.